This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
So this is my list of my top 10 solo drum records. Okay, so I will clarify that these are purely solo drum records. So no other performers appear on them. So it disqualifies records like Baby Dodds, Talking in Drum Solos, which is an incredible document, but he has other players on it. So it's disqualified from this particular list. It also doesn't include solo percussion records. And there's loads of mind-bending records by people from Max Neuhaus to Robin Schulkowski, Steve Schick, Doug Perkins, in that category. But that's another list. And it also doesn't include percussion ensemble or drum ensemble, yet more lists, or drummer as leader, or drummer with collaborators. That's why this beauty won't be on the list either. Okay, so just purely solo drum records. Now, I'm gonna start, because I can't possibly order these, favorite to least favorite, even though they're all favorites. I'm gonna go from the oldest to the most recent. So let's start first with a great record, Andrew Cyrille, What About? And here's another pressing of it. Can't tell, I really like this record. This was recorded in 69 and 71. And he's just a force of nature. And this record showcases his raw power, as well as his more contemplative and lyrical mallet exploration and everything in between. As the liner notes of one of these pressings states, Cyrille expresses every emotion from a whisper to a scream. And that's pretty accurate. I think it also says that this was, in one of the liner notes, it says that this was the first solo drum record ever. I can't back that up, but it seems plausible to me. 69-71 seems about right, so it's possible. Each piece on this record has a unique approach, and it's just a wonderful example of how he straddles the free music coming out of New York at that time, free jazz playing, with his incredible technique and chops. And this record shows how he negotiates those two wonderful sides of his play. Okay, next up, number two, is Paul Litton, The Incline Stick. What a great cover, huh? This was recorded in 77 and 79. This record opened up a whole new world for me. It was like entering a new universe of percussion and sound and unknown rhythms. I had no grounding, nothing to hold on to. It sounded so unfamiliar, otherworldly, yet so inviting. I remember asking myself, like, how is this drum set? But it is. Paul Litton uses all kinds and manners of techniques, extended techniques to elicit sounds from his instruments, like, you know, rubbing, scratching, striking, of course, bowing, rattling, anything goes on this record. He renders even the most commonplace instruments completely unrecognizable. And listening to this record was like, for me, seeing a great painter for the first time, someone that completely reimagines everything, like a Gerhard Richter or a Jackson Pollock. You know what it is. You know what the medium is, whether it's painting or drumming, but it shook me to my core. And at the same time, it was very inspiring because I realized at that moment that anything's possible. So this one really broke down a lot of walls for me. I have to add, though, even though that description might sound a little heavy, it's a really playful record, even humorous. It's a lot of fun. And one other note, he also made a series of duo records with the legendary Paul Lovins, a wonderful drummer. So if you can check those out, I think those are all on Pope Torch as well. If you can find a copy of those anywhere, check them out. Okay, number three, from 1981, Alex Klein, Not Alone. Check out this setup. So full disclosure, this is my bandmate in Wilco, Nels Klein. This is his twin brother, and Nels actually produced this record too. But this was decades before I knew either of them, and I knew Alex's music long before I ever met Nels. So there's no favoritism or nepotism happening here. This record stands on its own. Alex, he just expertly allows each sound to exist on its own. Even when it's blending part of the ensemble, part of the kit, there's just something about his touch that really lets each sound and each voice be expressed and heard in a unique way. The drummier moments have an innate development and arc that set them apart from the typical free wall of drums sound that's playing. It's very melodic, and I feel like it's gesturally based. I don't know. It's just an expanded kit with a lot of great sounds on it. Tongue drum, gong, preparations, kalimba, rattles, bells, voice, singing bowls. So a lot of great sounds on it. And it's got an incredible dynamic range and variety of palette. The grand finale, too, is just a blast of hyper-driven jazz and samba with really impressive cymbal work, too. And it's just pure joy. So, come on. It's a double solo drum record. How cool is that? You can't beat that. Alex Klein, Not Alone. Okay, number four from 1981, we have Masahiko Togashi, The Face of Percussion. So this record is perfection, in my opinion. There's an incredibly deep wisdom that pervades each track. It's mesmerizing and just simply beautiful music. Deep stuff here. It's totally improvised, but it sounds composed with melodies and form naturally taking shape throughout the record. And he didn't even have use of his legs when he made this record, and you would never know it at all. This is just, it's some of my favorite brush playing I've ever heard in my life, too. It's just a really deep, wonderful record. Everyone should check this out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number five, Eddie Prevost, Loci of Change. This is from 1996, and this is just full of really engaging percussion landscapes. It sounds multi-layered, but it's recorded solo in the studio, no overdubs, and just features wonderful explorations of the instruments. Prevost kind of treats the kit like a pit percussionist would, using all kinds of traditional, non-traditional, and homemade instruments to draw out the most interesting aspects of an instrument's overtone and sounds and timbre. And then he hones in on them and isolates those most interesting qualities in order to sustain them and explore their subtleties. Evan Parker, the mind-blowing saxophone player, writes in the liner notes, he talks something about him, Prevost, almost creating a sort of feedback loop between the instrument and himself by the way he's exploring the sound so deeply and then being informed by it in time. So this is a great one to check out. So number six for me is from 2002. This is Chris Cutler solo. And I'm sorry about the burn, Chris. But anyway, this is just a really compelling use of electronic manipulation of acoustic drums. It's almost like avant classical music to me at times. Super unpredictable, really exciting. And he just really has interesting live processing choices that propel the music and keep it fresh and evolving. It's like a series of great decisions captured on tape. He explores sustained tones and variable pitching, which are two things not easily done on drums. So it's really cool that he delves into that. And I like how he refers to the audience as co-composers, which is why this was all recorded live without any overdubs. Chris Cutler, solo. So number seven from 2006, we have Chris Corsano, The Young Cricketer. Really hilarious titles on this. This was actually a CDR originally and then issued as a CD, so this isn't a burn. But this is just a beautiful exploration of the capability of the drums. By using extended techniques, Chris's unbelievable chops, and also using the drums as resonators. So it's free and totally improvised, but Chris always has so much swing, so much groove in his playing, even when it's an all-out wall of sound, which he does as well as anyone I've ever heard. He always has, there's an inherent swing in his playing, which is just really moving. He uses mouthpieces and tubes and friction wires, which are highly original on this. He almost sounds like a one-man band here. And if you've never seen him live, don't miss the chance. It'll change you. So number eight for me is from 2010, Frank Rosalie, Milkwork. And this is the super cool handmade metal special edition, but it's also out as a regular CD as well. Former Chicagoan living in Europe now. But to me, this record is a masterstroke. It just beautifully connects the dots. Frank beautifully connects the dots from the early free prog drumming to modern music and drumming possibilities. His swirling collages of rhythm are mesmerizing. The first part is more drumming oriented, and then he slowly, increasingly mixes in all kinds of electronic little riffs and sounds and repetitions until at some points it sounds like it's a full band playing. But it's not. It's just him. It's beautifully composed work, even though I'm pretty sure most of it's improvised, if not all of it. It just really shouldn't be missed. It's just a really mature, wonderful record. Okay, next, number nine from 2016 is Ingar Zak, Lestanze. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is a studio recording of solo drums and electronics that to me sounds like you're taking a walk through these varied percussive landscapes. It's exploratory with highly original sounds and manipulation and techniques. It's improvised, but there are pulses and perceivable time in there, which really grounds things. It really adds a nice different aspect to it. This record doesn't even sound like percussion at a lot of points. It's music. And sound and environments. It's just a wonderful record from this Norwegian percussionist living in Spain for a long time now. It's completely striking and arresting, in my opinion. And I don't know, I feel sorry for any drummer who listens to this and can't get something out of it. And number 10 is from 2020. And a brand new record by Evan Chapman. I only have it digitally, so I don't have one to hold up for you. But this features compositions by composers commissioned by and performed by Evan Chapman. So it's not improvised, at least not entirely. The compositions are all for drum set and live or pre-recorded electronics, so it's all over the place. Each composer creates an atmosphere that's unique to their own vision, and so it's got a broad range of textures and sounds and moods, and it's just beautifully interpreted, executed, and recorded. The recording's so clean. By Chapman. His choices, sounds, interpretation undoubtedly put the music across, but it's, gosh, parts are really groovy and sublime. Others are jagged and unexpected and jarring. So for me, it's a really great sneak peek at what the future may hold for solo drum set. And I would be remiss if I didn't include a couple other records that are very meaningful to me that, you know, if this was done last week or next week, might be in this top 10 list. Just really great records that you should check out. One is Milford Graves' Grand Unification, one of his solo records, just a deeply spiritual record. Creates a dialogue between African drumming and American drumming. Just great record. Classic Han Benninck. Nerve Beats, everyone should know that. I couldn't find my copy of it, but Cleve Posar, solo percussion, that's from 74. Nerve Beats was 73, by the way. Another one, Frank Perry, Deep Peace. He's got several records that all have peace in the title, all explorations of the metallic aspects of drum set. Really great. This is a fun record. Detlef Schoenberg. This is from 75. And let's see, also there's this Fritz Hauser record that's really great. Another one, Sven Ak Johansson. This one is from 72, Schlingerland, it's called. Really cool stuff. And there's just, you know, Christopher Tree. I love that record too. And then there's a lot of more contemporary things too, like Billy Martin's three-disc set of Illy Beats. Plus, any solo work from John Hadfield, I highly recommend. Bozio, Ben Reimer, Mike Dawson's solo records, all great. This record came out 2 years ago from the Finnish percussionist, Tatu Ranko. Great records. So there are so many incredible records out there. These are just things from my collection. Please let me know if there's incredible ones I missed out on. I'm always looking to expand my horizons, and hopefully you are too. So hopefully there'll be another time to give you my other top 10 lists. But in the meantime, do yourself a favor and check out some of these drummers, some of these titles. You've got more time on your hands now probably than ever before. So keep exploring. And even if some of these are a little obscure or out of print or hard to find, there's got to be different examples on streaming services or on YouTube of them playing. So check it out. And please, please take care of yourselves, stay healthy, take care of others, be responsible, and thank you.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.